Hey there, this is Fish and Frank in the chair. We got Captain Mike Myers in the chair across from me today. We're going to be finding out a little bit about what's going on fishing-wise here. So, morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Okay, and we're going to dispense with the musical pleasantries because Mike's in a hurry. He's got places to go, things to do, you know, I mean, all this stuff's got to go on. So how's the fishing been, Mike?
Yeah, it's been up and down. You know, that weather pattern came through this last week and kind of made things a little bit rough on us. But, you know, for the most part, we can get our fish every time we need them.
What have you been targeting? You've been doing a lot of charters. What's been the big target lately?
Well, obviously, tarpon take precedence right now. I mean, there's tons of them out there. They're on the beach. They're in the harbor. They're upper harbor. They're Matlachet. They're pretty much everywhere. I focused down south a little bit on Boca Grande area, the Hill, the Pan, those areas, just because I'm out of Gasparilla Marina. So it's easier for me to get people to them faster there. I also have been doing quite a bit of nearshore fishing. I was talking about that earlier today. And the reason I've been doing that is because the bite out there is actually better than the inshore bite. I have been targeting permit, of all things, about a mile off the beach and doing very, very, very well on them.
Okay, now that's cool news.
Yeah.
What are you looking for to find the permit?
A shadow in the water. Of all things, it's like anything else. It's like stalking a school of redfish. It's, you know, when you get off the beach, if you go around some of the public reefs that are out there, the things that are on those maps that you're allowed to look at and
right.
have numbers to, just get around those and don't focus on the reef or the wreck or whatever it is itself. Most pelagic fish are not going to actually stay on top of it, with the exception of the barracudas. The jacks, the cobias, and the permit will stay somewhere within 50 to 100 yards, anywhere around the entire scope of that place. Look into the water column, see a shadow, a large shadow, say 50 feet across. Some of these shadows out there, because there's a school of yellowtail jacks out there too, that's probably an acre large.
Wow.
Yeah, it's huge. And they're a blast to catch. But look for that shadow moving. And just remember, when you're playing with pelagics, like cobia and triple tails, all those fish, they're not, well, I take back the triple tail thing, but with the permit and all that, they're going to not stay one spot. They're going to move all the time. They're going to be around the same area for the most part, but they're going to be around it. So
yeah,
don't focus and
they
look for that shadow.
They don't swirl and kind of hover. They got to keep moving. They're always going forward.
Some days you get lucky, you get out there, the permit will actually come to the top. You can actually see them thinning. They'll just kind of roll up. Once the wind kicks up a little bit, it's a little bit more difficult. You got to look more into the water column. But when it's slick calm out there, certain times of the tide phases, those fish will come up and really show themselves very easily. It may be for 5 minutes. It might be for an hour. You never know. But they're an easy target. And crabs, I mean, if you're going to go out there.
Crabs are the bait.
They're expensive as all get out right now. It's tarpon season, $35 a dozen on average.
Yep.
But I don't care what else you throw at those permit, you're probably not going to catch them. You got a couple little crabs in the bucket.
The thing to do is come in and ask for the smallest ones
smallest
we have.
Ones. Yep.
You want the little tiniest. Now, I'm talking crabs that are about an inch and a half across.
Yeah, basically.
And
they'll eat the ones that we throw for the tarpon, but you're going to catch more with a little bit smaller. I mean, tarpon will eat the tiniest crab also, but, you know, we like those ones that are 2.5 fingers around right now.
Right.
Which is what most people are selling. They will eat them. You may not get hit quite as fast, but that little crab that's about the size of your thumb, it's almost instantaneous, if you can find the school.
Now, what size hook would you use for these?
I'm running 3-0 circle hooks.
Okay. And
Gamagatsus. And
so what size leader are you using?
20.
20-pound fluorocarbon leader?
Yep.
How long?
About 3 feet.
Okay. And what type of tackle?
Daiwa. I'm using my Daiwa Ballistics on them. 3,000s.
So
15-pound Power Pro.
Regular spinning tackle.
Yep. Okay. And these permit are not the monster permit everybody thinks about. These permit are running somewhere between 6 and 10 pounds.
That's still monster. Those are
for those really nice
fish.
Yeah,
for
that,
a 3,000 series reel.
Yeah, they scream that line off there. And the jacks are there too, and which is kind of cool, because right now what I'm doing when I get out there, the jack school stays in the same area. And there's a few different schools out there, but, you know, it's kind of cool, because you'll throw your crab and all of a sudden all these yellowtail jacks come flying up and you're going, oh man, I just lost a $2.50 crab on a jack. They won't eat it. it's really kind of cool. You don't think about it, but those jacks get really aggressive and get right up on that crab, and they all veer off. And there's 500 fish in that jack school. But throw a soft plastic out there. You know that I love my soft plastic. So right. I don't care what you throw out there other than a crab. Those jacks are going to go off. And you want a real fight?
Jacks are the best fight in the world.
A 10, 12-pound yellowtail jack on a 3,000 series reel will kick your butt. So
you will see the bottom of the spool.
Yep.
And, you know, I used to just tell them, okay, we got three guys hooked up. When two of you break off, we'll follow the third one.
Absolutely.
There's just no other way to do it because you can't follow three fish in three different directions. So,
nope.
And what's weird about them is they usually take off in three different directions.
Yes, they do. Isn't it crazy?
I think maybe once or twice, like when I used to do it in the canals, I would have them go up the same canal. Usually one goes up one canal, another, and another the other.
Yeah.
If you got three conjunctions there, if it's in the middle of a canal, one will go north, one will go south. And
you know what else is kind of funny if you think about it? The jacks, and I hate the word junk fish. I hate it. I don't like that word.
If they learned to jump, they'd be the number one game fish in the world the next day.
Every fish you can hook is a great fish. I mean, it may not be the best eaten fish and the most luxurious fish out there, but if you can
hook it's a delicacy everywhere but Florida. Yeah,
exactly. Thank you.
the only place in the whole world that doesn't consider jacks food fish, Florida.
Right. And people think of that as a junk fish, and you just said right. They take off in different directions every time. But the permit and the cobia, what happens when you hook those? They come together. They will try to bust you off by wrapping up the lines. We ended up with 9 cobia on my Friday trip. And, not cobia, I'm sorry, the permit. And
excellent
every time
trip,
we got a...
Boy.
Oh, yeah, it was...
That's too cool. I'm sorry, I got to throw in. Wow. Yeah,
the tarpon bite was horrible. And for some reason, I couldn't get these guys hooked up. I took them out there. And actually, these guys, if you don't mind me saying, they're from Lashley.
No,
a new guy that's working over there. So, he booked a trip with me, and we just tore him up at the end of the trip. So that kind of saved my day for me. But those fish always come together at the end. For some reason, the cobias do it and the permit do it. When you hook them up doubles, they'll always try to wrap themselves around each other. It's the most horrible thing you can think of.
Well, when you think about it, redfish do the same thing.
Exactly.
When you hook one redfish, he's usually got one or two other ones with him.
Yep.
And if you do get a double on, if you throw in there and get that second fish, it's really hard to separate them.
Because
they want to come together and fight. And then everybody else in the school wants to be there too.
Yeah.
Because the ones who aren't hooked up think the other ones are just having the best time of their life feeding.
Right.
And
the permit are kind of tough because they fight you sideways. And they're kind of a round fish.
Mm-hmm.
So their natural pattern to fight you is kind of in a circle anyway.
So once they
get close to each other, they just wrap each other three or four times.
And around the boat until then, once they wrap, then it's tough.
And then trying to teach two people that normally aren't advanced fishermen to all pull only at the same time, it can become very exciting there for the last few minutes of a fight. Because if one pulls one way and goes the other, there goes the line. So if they can pull in unison, it kind of get a better chance of getting both fish in, but still.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing because it's funny. The more I do these shows and I'm talking to a lot of different captains, we're getting a nice list of captains built up. And hopefully we're going to be talking to you regularly. And what it is, so you find out, I was talking to one guy and the exact same thing happened. He got out there and one of his guys was a little late, so they didn't get the tarpon bite. And they're sitting there and rather than just going, okay, maybe, you know, the Poseidon will grant you that one magic fish.
Right.
He veers off, and he went off and did other fish to, you know, give the customer that good day on the water.
Yeah.
And you're that kind of captain as well.
Oh, yeah.
When you're out there and you just know in your gut this isn't going to work, veer off and go, hey, guys, let's just go have some fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's amazing kind of fun. I mean,
oh, yeah.
I'm jealous. I actually want to go do that.
Hey, I'd love to take you out of that, that's for sure.
That's something, I mean, I have a pretty firm rule about not getting on anybody's boat, but
right.
I might break that.
There you go.
Yeah.
You know, one thing I push a lot, you know, in the Waterline magazine, on the other radio show, I'm going to push it on yours now. If you're out there, don't hire out-of-town guides this time of the year for tarpon season, because tarpon are a tricky fish. And I don't care how many of them are sitting in front of you, you're not always going to hook one every single day. The last few days with the weather that we had, all that weird pressure coming in, all that wind before it, the fish are still trying to come off of that, and they're not chewing as much as they should be. A couple more days, they might be chewing the bottom out of the boat, but some days they're not. Everybody knows that. But what's going to happen when your guide can't do anything else?
Right, when he doesn't know where the snook are, or the permit, or the cobia, or whatever.
I mean, even a jack school. I mean, if you're going to pay the kind of money that we charge, you deserve, on a bad day, to have a guide that's a local with local knowledge.
That has plan B.
Knows plan B and C and D.
Yep.
And when you hire an out-of-town guide for tarpon season, you've got plan A, and you're stuck there. And you just paid a bunch of money to stare at fish roll for the whole day.
Now, here's the other thing. You are the host of a radio program. Do you remember what radio station you're on? Now, I know you're going to a new one.
Right. Yeah, we're 1580 AM Fox News right now, but we're going to a new one. Josh Olive is the brain behind that. I got no idea where we're going.
Okay.
He tells me the day I get there.
But now, Saturday mornings, you're on 1580 AM for a while, and then you're going to
on the
relocate.
23rd of this month, so in 2 weeks, we will be going to... We're on Fox now. I think he said we're going to ABC or CBS, one of the two news radio. It's going to triple our exposure throughout the area.
Somehow and I'm not comfortable with you being exposed. I'm sorry. I'm just uncomfortable.
I'm working on this form here. You know, I'm trying to look better exposed.
Hey, I gave you the candy bars. Yeah, you know what can
exactly,
I say?
Exactly.
Anyway, Mike is a good friend, and hopefully Mike's going to be joining us regularly for some on-the-water reports and stuff. And you can listen to him, Josh Olive, and I believe Robert's going to be joining them very soon. It's going to be Saturday mornings, right?
Saturday mornings from 7 to 9. We're going to 2 hours now.
Yeah. But for right now, Mike's got to go. He's got places to go and things to do, and I got to get him off of here, or he's going to get all upset. Right next to this is a picture of Mike with a big Goliath grouper Jewfish from a few years ago when it was still okay to do all that stuff. And then his logo, Real Sharks, if you click either one of those, it will take you right to his website. You can call Mike and go out and have a great trip. I'm a little envious if you can get out and do that permit and the jacks and the cobia and stuff out off those reefs. That's an amazing experience, guys. And I mean, truly, it's been several years since I got a chance to do that, and it is a riot.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that is, to be as politically incorrect as I can be and just call it a Chinese fire drill.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, because you're hooked up, and you got one fish circling around the boat, the other fish is circling the other way, the other one's going under the boat, and everybody's running every different direction, and it is an amazing experience.
Yes, it is.
It's
rough on the guide, though. I got to tell you guys that. I'm working my butt off when that happens. Everybody else is having fun. I'm going, oh, no.
And don't forget, when you're fighting this fish, take a moment to enjoy the look of desperation on Mike's face as all this is going on. Just kind of go over if you're one of those people, you know, if you're not like me and you can actually use your cell phone as a camera, you know, snap a quick picture of that look of desperation, the crossed eyes, the drool coming out of the side of his mouth.
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely. Anyway. Frank, thank you so much for having me.
All right. One last quick question, and I'm going to let you out of here. What's the advice for the average angler tomorrow? Any place you think, just somewhere to go and have some fun?
Honestly, take your mom out to dinner. If she's still with you, enjoy her.
Take your mom out. Just okay, if you're going to take your mom fishing tomorrow, where can they go and just have some fun catching some whatever fish?
If you're going to take mom fishing tomorrow, I actually recommend, unless your mom is a hardcore fisherman, find some ladyfish schools or some jack schools or something like that you can keep her active
just
all the time.
Just kind of what I mean. Any idea where you can find some of that?
The school off the beaches right now, go out Little Gasparilla. There's a school of jacks sitting out there. That's kind of big for most moms, but they're there.
Oh, but she'll have fun.
You know, the outside bars of the west and east walls are both got lots of ladyfish on them, soft plastics. You can teach mom to throw that in 2 seconds and catch those.
If she's not good with throwing it, keep in mind you can do exactly what you need to do by throwing a bobber on that soft plastic, and the bobber will bounce the bait up and down for you. Bobber jigging is easy with a soft plastic, and it makes anybody into an expert with one.
Absolutely.
So, okay, so Mike's best bet for tomorrow, take your mom to dinner. I'm going to go with take your mom fishing.
And then to dinner.
And then you can take her to dinner. And anyway, Fishing Frank in the chair, Captain Mike in the chair across from me, and click his picture, it'll take you right to his website. Thanks for listening, guys. Have fun.